The people of Thamud disbelieved their warning, saying, "Are we to follow a human who stands alone among us? That would surely be an error and a madness. Was he the only person among us to receive this warning? Nay, he is indeed an insolent liar. To our Rasul we said, 'Tomorrow they shall find out who is an insolent liar.' We are going to send the she-camel as a trial for them. Therefore, watch them and have patience. Tell them that the water must be shared between them and the she-camel, and each will come to the water at its own turn." At last, the people of Thamud called out to one of their companions, who took the responsibility and hamstrung her. "Then how terrible was my scourge and how clear my warning. We let loose on them one mighty blast, and they became like the trampled twigs used by a fence builder. We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand the admonition, so is there any who will take admonition?" Another example is of the people of Lut, who disbelieved our warning. We let loose on them a stone-charged tornado which spared none except Lut's household, whom we saved by early dawn through our grace. Thus we reward those who give thanks. Lut did warn them of our scourge, but they doubted the warnings. They even sought to snatch away his guests from him, but we blinded their eyes and said, "Now taste my punishment and the result of disbelieving my warning." At daybreak, they were overtaken by a lasting punishment, as if to say, "Now taste my punishment and the result of disbelieving my warning." We have indeed made the Quran very easy to understand the admonition. So is there any who would take the admonition?